So the main idea behind diversity reception is to receive multiple independently fading versions of the same signal and to combine them in the best possible way. So the simplest way to do this is to use two or more different antennas. And of course it's cheaper to use multiple antennas at the base station, where you only need to do this investment once, rather than to do this in each and every portable handheld terminal, of which many more devices exist in the market. But it turns out that it's much more efficient to do so at the terminal itself. Why? Because the reflections occur in the immediate vicinity of the portable terminal. So multipath waves arrive from all different angles, and moving the antenna or using a second antenna at a slightly displaced position gives an uncorrelated signal, even for very small displacements on the order of half a wavelength or so. If we move the antenna, we see that the phases of all these reflected waves change quite rapidly compared to each other. Whereas at the base station, all these reflected waves come from approximately the same angle, because the reflections occur near the mobile antenna, not near the base station antenna. So if we change the location of the base station antenna, or use the second antenna at a slightly displaced position, then the phases of the individual components have not changed so very much, so we do not really see an uncorrelated signal. We can express the correlation of received signal at the base station, and we see that the curves decrease much more slowly than in the case of antenna displacement used at the portable.